Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
There we were. It was Wednesday morning, the day after the election, and after a long night of watching returns, we were ecstatic in some cases, heartbroken in others, but relieved that the primaries are finally over. Now we can catch our breath before we retool and head for the general elections in November. As we watched the results roll in, two problems that have plagued the system for years quickly became apparent. The first is the ability of a candidate to win an election without a majority of the vote. And the second is the chance for voters to cross party lines and vote for a candidate from the opposing party during the primaries. The first scenario happens when more than two candidates are vying for the same seat. Say you had three candidates, two conservatives and one liberal, all running on the Republican ticket. As happens all too frequently, the conservatives will divide the vote and the liberal will win the seat with less than 50%. This wouldn't be a problem except for one small fact. Primary elections are not elections at all. They are nominations, and there's a big difference. In a nomination, the parties are choosing the people that they want to represent them in the general election. In our scenario, a liberal winds up winning the nomination even though the will of the voters was to nominate a conservative. They just couldn't decide on which one. If we had a runoff election between the two top vote-getters, the conservatives would line up behind the conservative candidate, the liberals behind the liberal candidate, and the winner would reflect the philosophy of the party because they would be elected by a majority of the vote. This makes sense. In America, the majority is supposed to rule, so allowing someone to win an election with 35 or 40% of the vote doesn't seem logical. Other states deal with this in one of two ways. They either hold a runoff election if one of the candidates doesn't get at least 50% of the vote, or they ask voters to pick a first and second choice on their original ballot. If no one gets 50% in the first round, the two top vote-getters move on, and the vote is retallied using the people's second choice. It makes perfect sense. The will of the majority is reflected in the final vote. In the second problem, it's perfectly fine for voters to cross party lines in the general election, but not in the primaries. Remember, the primaries are nominations. Forcing voters to register by party would stop people from crossing over and voting for the weaker candidate from the opposing party in the hopes of strengthening their candidate's chance of winning the general. It's easy to do if there are no important contested races in your party. You know that your candidates will move on automatically, so you might as well try to elect a weaker candidate to oppose them in the general. The downside to party registration is that independent voters would only be allowed to vote for independent candidates in the primary. But since this is a nomination, independents shouldn't be allowed to pick the nominee of a party that they don't belong to. Both changes would reflect the will of the majority and bring integrity to the process. And after all, isn't that what elections are all about? For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.